Boats are beginning to ship out from Superior's Fraser shipyards. The John G. Munson is the first ship to set out from its winter layup. It's scheduled to deliver 24,000 tons of iron ore on its way to Gary, Indiana. Operations Director Tom Corelli says they had 5 boats in layup this winter, half as many as last year, but he says they still have about 190 workers completing repairs.
The final 2 are going to be here a little longer, and we've got more work to complete on them, but no problem. We should get them all done.
Duluthway Port Authority spokeswoman Adele Yordi says they expect to see a 2% increase in the amount of cargo moving through the port this season.
We have a number of additional shipments on the books already for wind installations in the Dakotas and further west, as well as machinery and equipment for oil and gas projects out west and into Canada.
Last year, Yordi says around 37.5 million tons of cargo moved through the Twin Ports. That's an increase of around 800,000 tons from the year before, despite a late start to the season due to ice cover on the lakes. Green Bay Port Director Dean Haynes says this year's more mild winter may affect the amount of cargo coming in.
There's a large stockpile of salt. Additional salt won't need to come in, as well as we're seeing a significant decrease in the use of coal, both locally and regionally.
Around 2.3 million tons of cargo moved through the port last year. Haynes says U.S. Coast Guard cutters are expected to break up ice in the harbor after the opening of the Sioux Locks. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.